American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
And I know that the president is trying to address some of his campaign promises.
That's Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, speaking about some big things that the cattle industry needs from the executive branch of the government. First up is turning off that Waters of the USA rule.
The Waters rule actually is looking really good. The process is already in place to unwind that rule and prevent it from going into effect. That is a huge relief for all of us in agriculture to be able to take that burden away and allow us to focus on other things. Some of the other things that we're focused on include comprehensive tax reform, which would allow us another opportunity to try to kill the death tax, something we have worked on for years to try to make happen. And then also taking us right back to the trade discussion. We've got a lot of work to do on trying to get a bilateral trade agreement put in place with Japan. And also the president is moving forward with his effort to renegotiate NAFTA. We want to make sure that we can maintain and grow the market access that we have both to Canada and Mexico due to NAFTA.
And Woodall said NAFTA is definitely important to the beef industry.
It is. You know, since NAFTA, we've been able to create a $1 billion market into Canada and a $1 billion market into Mexico. That's real money, regardless of which way you slice it, and we do not want to jeopardize that. And I know that the president is trying to address some of his campaign promises and some of the industries that have had issues with NAFTA, but we're not one of them. We're an industry that's been able to grow and capitalize off of it. So our message to President Trump and his trade team is to do no harm here, to make sure that whatever they do not impact the cattle and beef trade provisions.
And of course, Woodall is the chief NCBA lobbyist, and he's making sure that information gets to the president and his staff.
In fact, we're talking to him every day, Patrick. It's an extremely focused part of our lobbying effort right now to make sure that they are very clear on what our expectations are and what we ultimately want them to achieve.
That's Colin Woodall. He's the Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You know, the NCBA supports the USDA's ban on Brazilian beef. It's all about science-based testing protocol and proves that food safety systems work effectively. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.